This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Ooh, hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily. And today is a very anxiety-inducing episode for me.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about all things vaping.
Why are you anxious?
I'm anxious because... Okay, well, here's a little background info.
Okay.
I am a vapor. I've been a vapor for a couple years. And I mean, we'll get into our germs with the vape.
Oh, God,
but
not the germ.
My family does not know that I'm a vapor.
Ooh.
And we're recording remotely today. I'm actually visiting family in Scottsdale, Arizona right now. And every time I visit family or even if I'm around family for a day, it becomes very apparent to me how addicted I am to this thing because I have to hide it.
Mm.
Nobody knows that I'm a vapor.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. And I mean, I've gotten like really expertly good at hiding it. I went to Sedona yesterday with my sister, and it's a 2-hour drive from here. And normally when I drive or when I'm on a road trip, I really do rip the vape. It's kind of like my version of having coffee to drink while I drive.
Yeah.
And I couldn't vape the entire time. And then when we got to Sedona, we're going on this Jeep tour, and my nephews are there, my sister's there. It's a 3-hour tour. And I wasn't able to vape the entire time. So, you know, I'm ducking into bushes.
Yeah.
We go to lunch after. I'm ducking into the bathroom. And
right.
I really, really want to quit. I've expressed this to you before.
Yeah.
But it's really hard because it's gotten to the point where I'm so much more addicted than I even thought that I would be when I started.
Yeah. That's really interesting. What do you think will happen if they listen to this episode?
Well, that's the thing. They're going to listen.
That's why you're anxious. Got it.
Yeah, that's why I'm anxious.
Hi, family. She vapes. A lot of us do it. We understand that you're mad. My family hates that I do it.
Really? So you do it in front of them?
Yeah, I used to do this thing at dinners, like if we were out or like even at home or whatever. Like usually at home, you can go into another room. But if you're at a restaurant, I would like take it out. And if I had nowhere to go, like if the bathroom's too far or whatever, you just like need that little hit. I would like lean into my sister and like nuzzle her and smoke behind her back. And then
bold, Remy.
I know. And then we pretend that we're like laughing and I like blow it down into my lap.
Okay.
It's bad.
This is another thing. And I've learned this from hanging out around people who vape, and I've picked up some really bad habits. There are sneaky ways that you can do it in public. So here's my thing. Mm-hmm. I've always felt like vaping is fairly okay. You know, I don't see myself becoming a lifelong vapor or, you know, I don't plan on being a mother who vapes, you know.
I mean, at this rate,
it could happen. I'm not saying it can't happen. But, you know, I've always had a very firm stance that it's clearly not as harmful as smoking cigarettes.
Like, yeah, me secondhand vaping isn't as bad in a restaurant. But like, we have people that really get mad at me for doing it in those space. Like, they're like, that is bad.
Well, here's the thing. we don't have enough information to know long-term effects of vaping because it just hasn't been around that long. So, you know, I know a few years ago there was some controversy around it because weed vapes were being cut with vitamin E oil and that actually killed a few people. But I think that there was misinformation that vaping could actually kill you. So this misinformation has been spread around a lot, but I think in reality, we just don't know the long-term effects.
I do think we know that they must be a little bad because I can tell from my short-term effects of vaping that like I don't feel good when I vape. Like, so this is where I'm at right now. Like I started vaping. Did you smoke cigarettes ever?
No. Okay. I've never smoked cigarettes.
Yeah.
I smoked one cigarette in the seventh grade and it was so disgusting. Uh-huh. I never had the desire to smoke cigarettes again. But I know that you were a smoker.
Well, I wasn't like a smoker. I think the most I ever smoked is like I bought like a few packs in high school or whatever to like be a smoker or whatever. But it was very like forced. And then I would usually just like smoke something socially maybe. Like if you're drinking and out, like and other people are smoking, like I would take like a drag or whatever. I think when I first got my first solo apartment, I bought a case or like a pack just for other people. Like if people were to come over and like,
oh, that's funny.
You know,
for entertaining.
Yeah. And then I ended up smoking it myself as well. But mostly it was just like bumming it from other people. And then that's how my vaping started too, is other people swapped out their cigarettes. And they swapped in their vapes and their Juuls and air bars, any kind of vape. Like I would sample all of them out. And anyway, what I was saying before is every time I reach for my vape, it makes me feel bad. Like I like not reaching for it. It's like I'll smoke the thing and then I immediately like have a stomach ache or like
immediately
my head is lightheaded or something like that. Like, or I feel more jittery. Like there are a lot of times that Ben and I will, he'll suck my vape and then be like, why did I do that? Or like, I'll go to do it and he'll be like, you don't want that. And I'm like, I don't want that. As I'm literally sucking it dry right now, this thing, you can see Emily, but the listeners can't. This thing is dead, but I'm still sucking on it.
Oh yeah. It's blinking red.
Right. Because I'm like, I can still get like a little poof out of there.
So for you, do you think it's an oral fixation?
100%. I think it's mouth stimming.
See, that's so interesting. I mean, I do. I think I have a little bit of that, too.
Yeah.
But I also think I am very addicted to the nicotine at this point. So when was the first time? Do you remember the first time you actually tried it?
Mm-mm.
Do you know about how many years ago?
I don't. Whenever they came out. When did vapes come out? Let's look it up.
They've been out for a while, but I would say they haven't been mainstream for that long. I started like early days, 2019. And I started because my boyfriend, Andy, is a vapor.
Okay.
He used to be a smoker when he was in college, but he quit. And this is the intended purpose of the vape, I believe. The original intended purpose was for people who wanted to quit smoking.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how he started doing it. And then when I started dating him, I slowly started, you know, just like you said, sampling his vape. Mm-hmm. And occasionally I would take a puff. But I would not say that I was addicted to it at all for maybe the first year.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happened was he went home for maybe 5 days to see his family. Maybe it was for some holiday. And I found myself really, really craving it. So yeah. At that point, I ordered myself a vape. And ever since then, it's been a roller coaster ride. And now I really can't go longer than an hour without wanting it.
Yeah. You have the one that you can put new cartridges in all the time.
Yes. So the one that I have is called a Caliburn.
And it's chargeable.
It's rechargeable and you can buy pods for it and you buy liquid for it and you can refill it. And it's incredible. I mean, I'm not out here trying to get people hooked on the vape, but as far as vapes go, it's pretty good. But that's how I started. I was, like I said, never a smoker. I really started as like a social thing when I was out with my boyfriend or when I was with his friends. You know, mm-hmm. he is friends with a lot of people who vape. And it was a really slippery slope. And I really don't, I've never felt like I was addicted to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's gotten to a point where I really want to quit. Mm-hmm. But the main issue for me is that how can I quit and have withdrawal symptoms while my boyfriend is still an active vapor? How is that going to happen?
Oh.
How am I not going to have a mental breakdown seeing him rip on the vape when I can't?
Well, maybe he would sober in solidarity with you like Lindsay and Carl on Summer House.
I don't watch Summer House, so I don't get that reference, but I trust you. Did they quit vaping or smoking?
Carl is like completely sober from drugs and alcohol. And like, I don't know, it's like a storyline right now that some of the people are like, why isn't Lindsay drinking? And it's like, she's supporting her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that happens a lot too. You know, I actually stopped drinking and Andy still drinks. He doesn't drink that much, but mm-hmm. socially he definitely drinks. But to me, that is not as difficult or as daunting as the idea of quitting vaping, because vaping is an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
The drinking is just an occasional thing that, and also I don't really crave it.
Ever be drinking while we were recording a podcast, but like we're always vaping in the studio.
Exactly.
I just looked it up. The e-cigarette was invented in 2003 by a Chinese pharmacist who likely developed the device to serve as an alternative to conventional smoking. And then many vape companies consider 2010 to be the year that vaping's popularity exploded. That feels right to me.
That feels right. And I used to see people with these huge devices, and I actually think it was considered to be a pretty dorky thing. At least I thought it was kind of a dorky thing. You know, it wasn't like a cool, sleek cigarette. You know, it was a big, chunky device that you
like
didn't
really... Like a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, it was like a Nextel.
Yeah.
and, you know, so I never really thought it was appealing or cool mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Until they got sexier looking.
Right. Now they're super sexy. I mean, I feel like ever since the Juul came out, that's when people started really vaping. It became less of a niche thing and more of a mainstream thing.
Mm.
But I don't think it really helps me. I do think that it helps people quit smoking, which is a, you know, the first step in a positive direction. But for me, I feel like I really regressed because I never smoked. And now this is another element of it, because nicotine is a stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel those effects. I mean, I've mentioned this before, but I have ADHD mm-hmm. and it's been impossible for me to get prescribed medication as an adult.
Really?
And I know that a lot of people have had this experience. Doctors don't want to overprescribe Adderall and such. So I really do use it while I'm working to sustain focus and attention. And
do you think that's a placebo effect though? Like,
you know, I really don't. I really do think that nicotine has the same effect on the brain, or not, maybe not the same, but similar to, let's say, caffeine. Caffeine is a stimulant, just like nicotine is. So I really do notice. I think part of it is that I can take a little break and physically, you know, take a puff and then go back to my work. But I do also notice mentally being able to focus on one thing for longer.
Wait, listen. It says nicotine doubles the rate at which the body depletes caffeine. This is because nicotine interferes with the body's ability to absorb and utilize caffeine. That's why it takes a smoker more coffee to get the same buzz as a non-smoker.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
See, we should do this at home all the time. I can just sit here Googling.
Right?
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff?
I have a solution for you, Newly. Newly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Newly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Newly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Newly, that's NUULY.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Newly with two U's, with code DST20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word, because the reality is UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women, but dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do, and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Here's a question. I mean, I assume the answer is yes, but have you thought about quitting?
Okay, so funnily enough, I have been having a very sore throat. And we've talked about how I've wanted to cut down on weed, but at the same time, I'm vaping too. So I'm never like, oh, which one is the one that's doing it to me? I'm like, it's probably both. So about a week ago, I was just at my wit's end with the sore throat. And I was like, I got to go cold turkey on both of them for a day. Just for the throat, but also mentally to see if I could. And I did, which was crazy to me and might be crazy to some people listening, because they're like, you always sound like you really have problems. And I, in my head, think I really always do too. But it was not, I did think about it, I kept looking at it, but there was the physical element of my throat physically hurting. So yeah. I would just be like, no, it's really not worth it. And I kept just drinking water, taking sips of water. And it's funny because it was when we were preparing for the Almond Mom episode. And I was like, this is so funny. I'm literally doing the things that Almond Moms tell their kids to do instead of eating, just drink water or whatever. Or right. Think about why you want to suck the vape.
Yeah.
And I did. I started thinking, I was like, yeah, in this moment, I'm wanting to suck the vape because I am bored. I'm wanting to suck the vape because I was cleaning my room that day and cleaning Ben's space too. I want to do it because I'm tired of cleaning. So I want a reason to just take a break. But then instead I would just take a break. I would just sit down and take a glass of water and whatever. And I made it to 5 o'clock.
Okay. But you get up early. So that's
actually up at 5 o'clock. So yeah.
No. But that really is impressive.
It made
that,
it to 502.
That is impressive to me. to go cold turkey, that's impressive to me. Mm-hmm. I have not done it for a day. I actually have had that experience too, where I had mm-hmm. a sore throat, and you really don't want to vape.
No.
Because it just irritates the throat, yeah. right? So I would be sucking on cough drops and really not reaching for it that much. But I will say, by the time mid-afternoon comes around, I have a headache, mm-hmm. a really bad headache. Mm. And I know that it's a nicotine headache.
Interesting.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I've heard about all the withdrawal symptoms.
Do we want to go through some of them?
Yeah, I think we should go through some of them.
Okay.
I think this could be helpful for anybody who's thinking about quitting. I mean, first of all, we started compiling a list, trying to think of all the reasons why people even vape.
Yeah.
And I already said one of them, you know, some people are addicted to nicotine. Some people are addicted to cigarettes and they don't want to be inhaling the carcinogens mm-hmm. from the cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So rather than quitting cold turkey, they will go to the vape. And mm-hmm. I think it has been proven to be really effective for that, for quitting cigarettes.
To get you onto the next thing.
However, there are also people like me who start vaping because it is a stimulant. Nicotine is a stimulant. It helps maintain focus and alertness. There's also a social aspect of vaping. You know, you're at a party.
I love the social aspect.
It's
literally
so fun.
Whenever I think about quitting, I'm like, what about like the next time I'm out, like at a comedy club? Like, I get so excited when people have their new vapes. Like somebody had like I am currently using an Elf bar, and someone had mm-hmm. a different flavor. And I was like, what flavor are you sucking on? And they're like, pineapple, like mango, strawberry. What are you sucking on? I'm like, Malibu. They're like, you want to swap? Like, it's like having like something to swap at the lunch table or something. Like, it, you know, like it makes you
yeah,
more socially
no, totally.
Involved.
Do you think if you weren't able to get flavored vapes, like if you could only have tobacco flavor, let's say, do you think you would still go for it?
Or no,
do you
I wouldn't.
Think the flavors are part
Although,
of it?
Although I don't know, because I have this one friend who still smokes a Juul and has a tobacco Juul, and I'll always take hers when we're together. And then after, I always have that regret that I'm like, ugh, this makes me feel like it hurts my head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for those who don't know, Juul is not legally allowed to sell the flavors anymore. They can only
right.
sell, I think, mint. Or, you know, they might have actually discontinued the mint. It might just be tobacco flavor now. And that is because young children were attracted to the different flavors of the vapes and, you know, still
yeah.
are. But you can still get them. I still get flavored juices. I order them online. You can still get them. They just aren't the Juul brand. There are a lot of alternative brands now that you can get. But
yeah.
I actually do agree with that the flavors make it really attractive to younger people and to children. And so I've given that a lot of thought. And I think it's probably a step in a positive direction
of
because
course.
They're trying to keep them on the market for people who really need them. And those people are people who want to quit smoking.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of is when they stopped advertising Camel cigarettes with the cartoon camel, because it was like,
yes.
who is the cartoon camel for? It's for children.
Clearly
or
for children.
Adult that likes children things. And I still watch all my Hayao Miyazaki movies. So I also like a flavored vape.
I love that you brought up Miyazaki Spirited Away forever.
Forever.
One more thing that I wanted to touch on, though, and that this is very much related to the content of this podcast.
Yes.
I do feel like a lot of people use the vape as an appetite suppressant. And this is something that I personally have noticed. I told you this. Every time I go to a restaurant, if I get there a little early or they won't seat me right away and I'm starving and, mm-hmm. and my belly is churning and I really need something, I will stand outside and rip on the vape.
Yeah.
And it does curb my appetite.
Yeah.
So I know that people are using it for that reason.
Yeah. Do you know when I do it too? Is like we've been trying all these workout classes. I'll do it the second I get out of a class and into the street. I'm like sucking down on it. And now that you're saying this, I'm like, I'm probably like hungry.
Yeah. Well, I think you're hungry, but also you just exerted a lot of energy, so you feel like you need to calm down a little bit.
Yeah, that too.
Because that's another thing. If I am anxious,
yeah,
it's the first thing I go to.
Yeah.
So I think the appetite thing could be a problematic use of the vape.
100%.
I do also think that if I were to stop vaping, I probably might snack a little more. Mm-hmm. Because of that oral fixation, I would probably reach for more snacks. I might gain a little weight. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. You know, I'm comfortable with the idea of gaining a little weight. But I know that there are plenty of people that probably think, oh man, if I quit vaping, then I'm going to end up eating a lot more and I'm going to gain all this weight. And that's a very real anxiety that I'm sure people have.
For sure. I mean, I think we're trying to undo a lot of that anxiety with this podcast, just kind of making it a little less high stakes. You know, if you're trying to do something for your health, and we will go through like the side effects that we know about as of now, mm-hmm. but you're stopping something, right? And it's either for your physical health or it's for your mental well-being or it's for your wallet. These Elf bars are $25. Like,
yeah, they're expensive.
That's a pretty penny. So I think anytime you're like, oh, but I might gain weight in order for me to like successfully remove something from my life. Like, oh, it's okay. Like, because it's going to happen at some point. Do you want to keep investing in the vape life? Sometimes you do. That's another reason why I'm happy we're doing this episode, because you can never tell people like it's time to quit, just the way that you can't tell people to go to therapy or start working out. Like, people have to be ready to do it. And a lot of that readiness, I think, just comes from like conversations or like thinking about it initially and kind of getting a feeler with your friends or like doing it with a buddy. Like, if I'm sure if we were to quit together, that would be like fun.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe we would just like be at each other's throats.
Yeah.
It would be like the most violent DST we've ever had. We come in sober.
No, but that is such a good point, because I don't know if I'm really ready, because I tell myself that I want to quit. But if mm-hmm. I really wanted to quit, wouldn't I have not packed my vape on this trip? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't I don't know, throw it out? Wouldn't I stop ordering pods? I feel like, I mean, sometimes you do need that extra push, but I do also at times feel like, okay, well, maybe I just need to be a little easier on myself and let this run its course. Because yeah. Another thing is, like I said, I stopped drinking this year.
Yeah.
How many things am I going to cut out of my life? And also, how do I measure what is harmful against what else is more harmful for me? Like,
yeah,
I can't quit everything at once. It's going to just move into something else.
And that's fair. I just think for you right now, it is taking up a lot of mental space. Which is okay. I think that is the beginning of, like, you're reminding me of a lot of people when people are body shamed or whatever. I'm always thinking, like, you don't know what goes on in their head. You don't know if they're thinking every day, like, oh, I feel really bad about this, my lifestyle. I feel really bad about the way I'm eating. Like, people could be feeling that way. And then, like, you sneering at them being like, ugh, disgusting vapor. Like, she thinks that in her head already, and she's trying to get there eventually. And thinking about it is the first part.
Yes, yes. And trust me, you guys, I know how disgusting it is, and I know how uncool I look when I do it.
Like, please.
Actually, somebody wrote in, and we're going to get to, we asked the listeners if they've had experience quitting vaping. And somebody wrote in that she cringes when she thinks about how she looked when she used to vape. And I totally relate to that, because sometimes I'm like, oh, is this kind of cringy that I'm doing this? Like, and I don't know why I feel that way, but sometimes I do.
I think the cringe is the least of it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally. I just thought it was funny that somebody wrote that, because I have had that thought before.
You also mentioned having ADHD. I do as well. And when I was talking about like that thinking is a really big part of it. I've always said that when it comes to any work I do, like my mom, when I was younger, would be like, have you started that essay that's due in like a week? And I'd be like, oh, I've been thinking about it. And I'm not just thinking about starting it. I'm thinking about it. I'm considering the things I'm going to do, what it's going to be about, how I'm going to put it in or whatever. And then as an ADHD person, you know that you do the thing in crunch time. But the thinking yes. is a very, and preparation is a very big part of it. So maybe this is just where you are at, where I'm at, that we're just kind of considering it and being like, how is this going to affect our lives? Are we going to have to move certain things around? Like, how will I socialize if I can't bum sucks?
You're the only one I know who uses the term bum sucks.
Bum sucks. Well, I just call it sucks for some reason because I think it's like funny. Like I'll be like, oh, you want to go around the corner and suck?
Yeah. Or sometimes you'll like if you forget yours, you'll mm-hmm. ask me, can I have some of your suck?
Give me your suck.
And at first I had no idea what you were talking about. I thought it was sexual or something.
As long as I wasn't like suck me. Yeah. It wasn't like a
suck me off.
Yeah.
God.
Yuck. Why does she always have to take it there?
Why do you always need to take it there?
I didn't even mean to.
It was actually me. I'm the one who said suck you off.
That's true.
I don't know what it is about that expression, but sucking you off or suck me off is so funny to me. Like it's the
funny.
funniest euphemism for fellatio. Like I something about it just makes me lose it.
Yeah.
Like, can I come over and suck you off?
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I'm dying. I'm dying.
Oh, yeah, yay.
All right. We both need to catch our breath.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. I think jumping into something cold turkey is often a recipe for failure because you do really need to think about these things and process them.
Even my cold turkey day, I had been thinking about it for 3 days. Wow, my throat really hurts. Oh, my throat really hurts. Maybe I should do something about, you know, like...
Maybe I shouldn't be inhaling vapor into my lungs.
Be inhaling chemicals.
Exactly. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You know, if we're going to talk about the withdrawal symptoms, it is something to be aware of. Mm-hmm. The biggest one, and the one that I said I've noticed, even if I stop for a whole day, feeling irritable, restless, or jittery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that has happened to me. It's almost like PMS for me. I just feel a little bit irritable, a little bit bitchy. And the other one that I feel that I think is very common is a headache. And I'm talking mm-hmm. a splitting headache. Mm-hmm. And that is withdrawal from the nicotine.
You know what's fucked up is I was fine this morning. Like that first hit I tried to hit is during this conversation. As we've been talking about it more, I've been like, oh my God, I want to plug this thing in. Oh my God, I need to recharge this.
Like, I wish I could give you some of my suck through the screen.
I know.
Too bad I can't.
But yeah, okay, so withdrawals.
So other withdrawal symptoms include sweating. Mm-hmm. I have not experienced that, but I have heard that from other people. Mm-hmm. Feeling sad or depressed, mm-hmm. Anxiety, mm-hmm. fatigue, or brain fog. Mm-hmm. Trouble thinking clearly or concentrating, and trouble sleeping. I haven't experienced that, but I've never, you know, stopped doing it for longer than a day, or I've never gone 24 hours without doing it. So I wouldn't know. But that would make it really hard to quit. If that affected my sleep, I could see myself just rolling over in bed and reaching for it and being like, fuck this, I need to go to sleep.
Yeah, totally. Okay. What I will say about this list of withdrawals is withdrawals happen, you know, anytime you're cutting out a substance that you do constantly. You can get withdrawal, I feel like, from certain foods, right? Like, it's not like as physical, but it's like at least a mental, like, oh, I miss that.
Oh, thing. Yeah. And you know what? Even if it is a mental withdrawal, that still counts, you know, that's yeah. still you feeling the effects of not having something.
Yeah. But all of this is to say, like, with a vaping withdrawal or other types of drugs, these symptoms go away once your body gets more acclimated to not having it anymore. Like, it's not going to be the rest of your life you can't sleep or you get the sweats or whatever. It's going to be like a considerable amount of time.
No.
But the point is to not have these feelings anymore. And like, I do think my vaping does exacerbate my headaches. I think like the daily irritability I feel if I don't have it. I once got into a massive fight with somebody because I was already like feeling like weird about something that they had said. And I was like, can I just get your vape? And they were like, ask nicely. And
okay, mom.
And made me like feel very like, I don't know, like under pressure in the moment, but also I was already like jonesing and stuff. And I was like, why would you do this to me? Like, I like short circuited.
Did they give it to you?
I honestly don't fucking remember. I got so.
Oh, you were in such a haze from the whole experience.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, the irritability is...
Because we were talking about rape. Abortion rights. I'm sorry. I have to explain this. It wasn't like...
Oh, you were talking... Okay.
Yeah. And it was somebody...
This
like
just
something
got way more complicated.
No, but it didn't. I just have to explain why I was already so heightened at that point. You know? And I was just like, okay, please, can you just give me that? I need to breathe. And I need to... Well... Ask nicely, say please, whatever. Like, it was like 15 seconds of kind of goading me as well. So, but that combined with withdrawals.
I don't know how you get yourself into these situations. Actually, I do. It's because you're very outspoken and opinionated, which is, I love that about you. But that sounds like a nightmare situation for everyone involved.
I mean, it's a friend. I have conversations that I care about with people.
Yeah, no, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the subject of having friends or romantic partners who vape, does Ben vape? You said that sometimes he'll take some and he'll think and he'll say, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have his own or do
no,
you share one?
He doesn't have his own. And he's always like,
okay,
you need to quit
him.
That. Like, that is so bad.
So,
and
wow,
he's been trying to ease off in the weed respect too. I know we're not talking about weed today, but 420 is coming soon. And he's been trying to get on like the edible train. And I'm like, that's so great. But there is just something like you eat an edible for a second. Like for me, I think it really is the oral fixation.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was on edibles for a while. That makes it sound like a way harder drug than it actually is.
You just like were in your couch.
Yeah. No, so I switched to edibles for a while and I was getting really into them. But then I started smoking weed again and I was like, wow, I like this so much better. And I kind of had to come to grips with the fact that I do enjoy the act of smoking.
Yeah.
And there is something about it. You're so right.
I've enjoyed the act of smoking since candy cigarettes.
Oh, I remember candy cigarettes, the bubble gum kind.
Yes, with the like powdery sugar.
Yes, bitch.
Tasted like shit.
Yes, maybe I should try to wean myself off with those.
Maybe.
You know, if we're ready to move on, I would love to read some of these responses from the listeners because they were giving us some tips.
Oh, great.
We asked them a question on the Instagram. If you've quit vaping, what were the withdrawals actually like? And I mean, would you like to read some of these off?
Okay. The first one that hit me was, it was brutal. If I saw somebody with a vape, I would immediately plan how to hit it.
Yep.
Somebody said, more energy. My skin is better. Only good things since quitting. Fun.
Well, that's very reassuring.
Yeah. I didn't know what to do with my hand and my mouth anymore. I literally.
Yeah.
We need like fidget spinners.
Yeah, like what am I going to do? I'm going to start munching sunflower seeds like that dude from Holes.
Maybe. Somebody said that it was horrible withdrawals, sweaty, bad dreams, irritable, thinking about it all the time. Ugh. That's how I feel about Scandival. I just have dreams about it.
You've been waking up in a cold sweat.
Ben literally this morning goes, oh my God, I had dreams about Howie Mandel because he interviewed Tom.
I forgot about Howie Mandel.
Oh man, he did a bad interview, bro.
Really? Oh, yeah. I need to watch it.
It's really bad.
Yeah, so this is the response that I was referring to. Mm. The only withdrawal I had was embarrassment that I ever vaped to begin with. So cringy now.
Oh my God, you guys in the cringe.
You know, I do think it's a tiny bit judgmental, but
yeah.
I relate to it because sometimes I think about how I look when I'm doing it and I think, oh, that must not be a great look.
Yeah. I caught myself in the camera here doing it. And I was like, that's not great. It's like watching yourself bite your nails.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, do that in private. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then we can read a few more. Somebody said, it sucked. I did it when I would drink. So every time I drank, I wanted it. Mm-hmm. I quit cold turkey. Honestly, if you quit cold turkey, hats off to you. That's amazing.
Yeah. But the thing is with cold turkey for me is like, then I feel the need to like start and stop my sobrieties, you know, like if I have like a flub, whereas if you're like, I'm easing off, like I'm weaning out.
Right. So you mean like if you want it and you cave one time, you feel like a failure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm the same way.
When I did it the other day, I was like, until nighttime, you know? And then maybe for the next time, it'll be like, let's see if we can do it for 3 days.
So with my new puppy, as he gets older, he can spend more time alone in the crate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, he spends 2 hours in the crate. And
then
maybe
you're puppy training yourself.
Right. I'm puppy training myself. I'm spending 2 hours in the crate, but maybe next week I can spend 3 hours in the crate and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One more. So this person said, actual withdrawal, i.e. the first 2 days, were like bad PMS. That's exactly what I said. It feels like PMS. Irritable, frustrated, wanted to cry. But the true feeling is real hunger. Being well-fed and rested was crucial to success.
Interesting.
And quitting brought up body and food insecurities I had moved past years before vaping. Yeah. And this is a concern of mine as well. I worry that, you know, if I stop, then I will have the urge to eat more and I will try not to judge myself, but I fear that it will be hard to separate the two.
That's really interesting, Emily. Like, you shouldn't worry about eating more. I thought you...
No, I really shouldn't. I really shouldn't because I'm fine. I'm fine. I mean, and I know that this is not the subject of this episode, but...
No, but it is why it ties in. If anybody's thinking like, why a vaping episode?
Yeah. Yeah. I it's something that like, if I don't vape, am I just going to be eating candy all the time? And is that good for me? And is that you know, is vaping worse for me than eating candy all the time would be? And, you know, is there really a difference?
Oh, God, I eat candy all the time and vape.
Listen, I eat candy, too, but that's the problem. I fear that I'm going to be downing Hershey Kisses every time I want to vape.
Well, I'm interested to see what the what you're craving. Is it necessarily going to be something that's like high in sugar? I don't know.
Not necessarily.
I don't know why we think that. Like,
I think that's just where my mind goes because
that's where your mind goes. Yeah.
It's anxiety.
Yeah. And you're kind of policing your foods morally right now.
Yeah, I know that. And I know that I'm not perfect. And
no, I know. I'm just saying like these are things that like we are working through. Right. So like if your body tells you that you're going to need more candy to get off the vape and you want to get off vaping, then your body's going to tell you the right thing, I think. That being said, if you're trying to do a cold turkey or whatever, stock your house with foods that you would feel comfortable going to town on.
It's a good suggestion. Yeah. Thanks. And you know, if I really go through with this, I will keep you guys abreast of that whole aspect of it because I really do feel like it ties in. I never started vaping because I thought it would keep me skinny. Like that was never even a concern. Mm-hmm. But now that it's come time that I want to quit, these intrusive thoughts are really bugging me.
No, it's okay. And I'm glad that you're like being honest about it because I think a lot of the time people hear this podcast and of us attempting to have unlearned all of our fat phobia and attempting, you know, to be so, so positive. And it's like, we're attempting that because our brains come from very, very negative places.
Exactly.
So one person said, I've quit and started several times. It's mostly just boredom, to be honest, which is a big me thing that I'm just like, I'm just bored or I'm just wanting the day to go faster. You know, that I'm just like, I just need it to be like nighttime already and it's not appropriate.
Wait a second. Tasks that you do every day, do they remind you of like the monotony of everyday life? Because sometimes I feel like washing my face and brushing my teeth.
Emily, have we not talked about my brushing teeth on We?
Well, we have talked about you brushing your teeth, but is that the reason that you don't like brushing your teeth?
I literally get depressed over mundane everyday tasks. And again, this could be an ADHD thing with us. But yes, it reminds me of the monotony of life and that we just have to keep doing this and that it's a total slog. And usually, it's boredom, but it's depression too.
Yeah. And I think it's tied in because it's kind of like, it's not so much that No, it is. It is. Like, I'm trying to make the day go by faster. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, it's kind of like, I feel like I have a broken leg and the vape is the crutch that I lean on to get through the day sometimes.
Yeah, for me, the vape is like a time turner that like...
like I'll Harry Potter? Like,
yeah, exactly. Like a few more turns and then I can go to sleep.
Yeah, like it's almost a way to mark the passage of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, so sorry. Before we got into our depressive episode, there was basically one more just being like, I don't know what to do with my hands or my mouth. Like,
yeah. Get a harmonica. You want to be even more cringy than you are already?
Literally. That's so funny.
Yeah, no, I don't ever know what to do with my hands and mouth. I pick my nails. Mm-hmm. I have really like nervous habits. I remember in high school, I made a speech in class. I took a public speaking class. Mm-hmm. And we had to give feedback on everybody's speech. So I give the speech and I actually felt like I did a pretty good job. I'm pretty good at public speaking. Mm-hmm. But one of the comments that somebody gave me is, you were picking at your pants. You were picking at your jeans the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know that I was doing it. But now I'm hyper aware of it. And I have been ever since high school when that happened because when I'm talking or when whatever, when my brain is engaged and my mouth is moving, mm-hmm. my hands don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I will pick at little things on my clothes. I will pick at my nails, my cuticles. I will, if I'm wearing jewelry, I'll be playing with the jewelry.
Yep.
And so it does quell that a little bit, a lot bit, actually.
Have you ever heard the word stimming?
No.
Okay, so stimming is a thing. Everybody stims. It's repetitive or unusual movements or noises. Stimming seems to help some autistic children and teenagers manage emotions and cope with overwhelming situations. It's not just autism. It's like people with ADHD do it too.
Neurodivergent.
Yeah, I do a weird stim where, like, if I see a really like hard leaf or whatever, I'll pick it and crack it down the middle until it can't crack into any more pieces. It's amazing. Every paperclip I come across, I deconstruct and crack apart. Yeah. And I'm always playing with it. When I don't post a lot of stand-up because I'm always playing with my jacket or touching my face or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want my stims to like
reads nervous.
Yeah. And maybe it
totally.
Is.
Yeah, no, it is a nervous habit.
Somebody asked the other day, like, if our full episodes are on YouTube. And I was like, you wouldn't want to see that shit. Like, we're just like.
Do you want to see like, me staring I'm, like, into chewing space my and lips Remy off. Picking at her? Yeah. Yeah, another thing. I've actually gotten much better at this, playing with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks so bad. It's so distracting.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gotten a little better at that too. Yeah, but yeah, totally stimming. I'm so happy I know that word now. When mm-hmm. I'm at a restaurant, if there are napkins nearby, you better move them the fuck away from me because
you're
I will
rip
turn
them,
into confetti.
Yeah, me too.
I will rip them up into oblivion until they are so small
Same.
That not even the most powerful vacuum cleaner could get it all up.
Same. Also a stim of mine is I will, if there's a candle at a dinner table, first I will dunk all of my digits in and I'll make molds of my fingertips. I can't stop. and then I leave the little molds on the table and then eventually I will crush the molds one by one and then I shovel them back up into the candle.
So that it remelts into the wax.
Yeah.
That's good. You don't want to leave your fingerprints lying around.
So true. So these stims that we're mentioning are quite annoying. And now I'm trying to think of ones that are A, silent, you know, and don't involve ruining other stuff. And so we asked people vaping alternatives that they have tried. People said nicotine gum, CBD cigarettes. I know one of my friends tried to do like one of those Foria CBD sucks, but then you're on CBD all day, which I don't know if you necessarily want that.
Right.
Chewing gum, reading, scheduling activities for myself so I stayed busy, coffee straws. And my first thought goes to like, oh, biting them so that they're into a circle. I don't know if anybody's ever done that. That's a big one for me.
Interesting.
But this person said, I inhale through one, hold the air in your lungs for as long as you like, and exhale. So you feel like you're having a little smoke.
But you're just sucking air through a straw.
But you're sucking air. It's actually the thing that they used to give to us like in eighth grade that they were like, do you want to know what emphysema feels like? Suck through a coffee straw. Did you guys not do that?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, that was supposed to scare us off from smoking and now we all vape.
It worked real well.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Running, Zyn nicotine patches, crying.
Crying?
Crying is my favorite stim.
That's probably what I would go to, I think.
Yeah. And
I like the one that's sucking through a straw. I might try that, although I don't know. It seems like one of those things where like you're trying to trick yourself, but you're smarter than that. You know?
Yeah. And if we're talking cringe, like it's like, oh, here's Remy with her fucking coffee straw again, standing outside the comedy club with everybody else smoking, and she's got this coffee straw.
Looking like Audrey Hepburn from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes. Oh my God, I would get one of those little holders too.
Yeah. Oh, so chic.
And wear gloves.
You know, one thing that is not on here. Oh, mm-hmm. actually, no, it is on here. The 0% vape. This is something that I have heard of. They make liquid that you can put in your vape that has zero nicotine in it. What? It just has a flavor. So that is something that I actually have considered before. The only thing is I feel kind of silly spending money on just a flavor.
No, but let's do this.
Let's do that. I feel like that would be the best.
Neither of us is actually addicted to the nicotine. Yes, we are. But like also, no, we're not.
I think I am.
No, you're not. I really like you are.
You know what? The way that you are so confidently telling me I'm not is actually helping me. Like I don't even want the vape.
That's the thing. I'm saying you are. You are. You're definitely. Yes, we are. But like you're not, because you could also like let's do it. Let's you and me just get these ones. And that's what we'll do.
You know what? I'm down.
Like, who cares? Because here's the thing. I'm down. We haven't read the problems with the vapes that we're currently using. So vaping research from Johns Hopkins Medicine. E-cigarettes, heat nicotine extracted from tobacco, flavorings, and other chemicals to create an aerosol that you can inhale. Like, already that sounds bad. An aerosol that you can inhale?
Yeah, like from a can?
Yeah. Regular tobacco cigarettes.
The stuff that destroys the ozone layer?
Yeah. Regular tobacco cigarettes contain 7,000 chemicals, many of which are toxic. While we don't know exactly what these chemicals are in e-cigarettes, this researcher says there's almost no doubt about vaping exposes you to fewer toxic chemicals than smoking traditional cigarettes. Okay, well, that's good. Why is he saying good things? However, there has been an outbreak of lung injuries and deaths associated with vaping. In February 2020, the Centers for Disease Controls, #CDC, and Prevention confirmed 2,807 cases of e-cigarette or vaping use associated lung injury. And 68 deaths attributed to that condition. These cases appear to predominantly affect people who modify their vaping devices or use black market modified e-liquids. I think that's what you mentioned with the cutting at the beginning.
That's what I use, yeah.
Yeah, it said, this is especially true for vaping products containing THC. The CDC has identified vitamin E acetate as a chemical of concern among, this is what you said.
Yes.
Yes. But again, that's THC ones. But okay, the way that I don't think we're addicted, I also firmly believe that what we're doing is unhealthy currently.
It's not. It's not. And you know how I know that it's not? After, you know, doing a little too much during the day, I wake up with a horribly sore throat. That could not be good for me. That can't be right. good for me.
No. And it hurts.
Okay, so you know what we're going to do? This is what I'm proposing. I'm going to propose something. I'm going to do my research. I'm going to find, you know, the highest rated, the best reviewed 0% nicotine vape juice.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to buy some mm-hmm. to sample. And we can both try it
mm-hmm.
for, let's say, a week.
A week.
I feel like we could break this habit in a week.
Knock on wood. But see, here's the other thing. If you guys don't want to do our method and you're thinking about vaping too, like don't discount cold turkey. Like some people have done it and they do it famously.
If you're strong and you can do it.
I have a friend who just got surgery and it's sinus stuff. So she cannot vape or smoke or anything. And her boyfriend has been doing it in solidarity with her because he's just like, I mean, this person is recovering from surgery. Like, I'm not going to like exacerbate this pain more. And it's been 2 weeks for them and they've been cold turkey and they're fine.
Do they feel great?
Let me text them. I don't know.
Well, you can let me know, but I feel like, I mean, I might do this and I might look back and think, why did I ever do that? I feel so much better now. I don't notice myself feeling terrible on a daily basis, but it's one of those things that you get used to it. And then when you stop doing it, sometimes you feel like a new woman.
Yeah. Well, also I'm like, why do they need to put nicotine in vapes? Like all we really want is like the oral fixation and like the pretending to smoke or whatever. And it's like, it's the companies trying to keep their consumer base because nicotine is addictive.
I mean, sure. And they want people to be addicted to them. I don't discount that at all, but it also does help people quit cigarettes.
Yes, and I think,
you know, that's important to keep in mind.
Yes, no, 100% yes. But I'm thinking like people like us who were not addicted to nicotine, I'm like, these companies don't need to worry about losing us if they make a virgin option. You know, like just make one for the stimmers.
Yes. We need a stimming
and
vape.
I guess that's a 0%.
A stape.
Honestly, if it was like kind of squishy, like the handle of a Conair hairbrush, that would be the best stimming vape.
Wait a second. Did we just think of a $1 million business idea?
I did, but you can glob on.
This is under the Diet Starts Tomorrow intellectual property.
Okay. So, yeah. Got it. Should we do a little reflection on the past week?
Yes.
We have a new segment this week called Sweet or Salty, presented by Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. I love it. So does Emily. Angie's Boom Chicka Pop popcorn brings you a boom of bold, craveable flavor that you can enjoy at any time, on any occasion, whether you're taking a snack-sized bag on the go or unwinding with your favorite flavor and favorite show at the end of the day. Boom Chicka Pop is the perfect delicious snack. Now, let's share what moments of our week have been sweet or salty. Emily?
Yeah, so I'm actually visiting family in Arizona right now, so I've had some sweet and salty moments. My sweet moment would have to be going on a tour of Sedona in a pink Jeep. I felt like Barbie.
Ooh.
And it was incredible. So that's my sweet moment. And boy, was it sweet. My salty moment would definitely be the fact that I missed my flight on Saturday. And I've never missed a flight before in my life. But I missed the flight by about 10 minutes. They wouldn't let me get on the plane. And I had to rebook for the next day.
Oh my God.
That's my sweet and salty moment of the week. What was yours?
Okay, so last week was Passover. I love that both of our moments have family involved. Our Seder, I'm going to start with salty because that's how you start the Seder. Our Seder, the rabbi who was like doing it was like a big hall of families. So like usually if you're by yourself, you have like your own Seder. This guy was running the whole thing. This man took so long that at 2 hours in, we were only getting our soup, which is crazy. And the brisket was like overcooked because the speech had gone so long. That was the salty moment. But the sweet moment was the fact that my entire family bonded through suffering, as Jews do.
We do love to suffer.
Yeah, it was cute. And we had a fun time.
Well, happy Pesach.
Happy belated Pesach.
When it comes to snacking, sweet and salty is the perfect combination. With delicious, bold flavors like sweet and salty kettle corn, white cheddar, and sea salt, Angie's Boom Chicka Pop is the perfect match for every craving. My personal favorite flavor is the kettle corn. I'm absolutely addicted to it, and I got a giant bag of it.
It's so good.
It's so, so good. And I personally like to eat it with a root beer, a really vanilla kind of flavored soda goes really well with it. But that's just me. You can try Angie's Boom Chicka Pop for yourself by visiting boomchickapop.com. That's boomchickapop.com. That's it for today's episode. I hope that if you are a vapor, that maybe you got something out of this, or at least you can commiserate with us a little bit.
If you're not a vapor and you've ever thought of starting, just start with a 0% if you really want to.
Yes. And then you can still look cool. You can still be in the vaping circle at the party. You know, it's kind of a brilliant idea.
Or look cringe.
Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com and follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. Guys, if you liked this episode, please write us a review and click 5 stars. Say something nice. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212 212- 877-587-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.